Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? This is Jean Grunert, the marketing writer from Seven Oaks Consulting, and we are live on the air today, or you can listen to us as a recording here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we're talking about three SEO, or search engine optimization basics, that you can implement now to boost your organic search traffic. Now, if all of that sounds like gibberish to you, don't worry. I'm going to speak very plainly and clearly and help all you business owners out there understand what I mean by these terms. What we're talking about today, guys, are things that you can do with your website, either in the coding on the back end, the text on the pages, or other aspects of your internet marketing and your pages, to help the big search engines like Google and Yahoo and Bing match your web pages and your content up with what people are typing in on their end to search for content. Search engines work by matching what people are typing in that they're looking for to what's out there online. But in order to make that match, the search engines have to figure out what's on your site and everybody else's site and then think to themselves using a proprietary formula, well, how well does this match what somebody's looking for? We're going to talk today about the basics and especially these three key areas that I have found that can really help your search engine optimization. Before we get into today's topic, I just want to reintroduce myself. Some of you listening to this know me well. You've been following the show since, I think we started the show in 2008, and you check in periodically. I can see that from my stats on Blog Talk Radio, and I really appreciate that. We have had this show in various incarnations, always focused around the topic of marketing and small business marketing since 2008. I took kind of some time off last year to focus on some other things, but this year my commitment is to be back on the air with you guys going over all the wonderful world of internet marketing, content marketing, and direct marketing, the three areas that my company, Seven Oaks Consulting, specializes in. If you'd like more information about what I do, who I am, you know, what good stuff we do here at Seven Oaks Consulting, you can go to our Blog Talk Radio page, which has links to our website, or just type in S-E-V-E-N, seven spelled out, Oaks, O-A-K-S, like the tree, and consulting.com, and that will take you to our website. So if there are no further, there's no further housekeeping things I need to talk about other than I want to welcome you, and I'm really glad to be back on the air with everybody. Let's talk a little bit about these three SEO basics to implement for your organic search engine traffic. I started the show by giving you a little rundown on how search engines work, and it really has not changed since the days when they were invented. A search engine's job is to match what somebody is typing at their computer with content that exists online that matches their query, and that's it. That's all they focus on doing. That's all they want to do in life. And I'm anthropomorphizing them. I'm making them seem like people or something, you know, living. But it's easier to understand that way, at least for me, if I think of them that way than if I try and wrap my head around exactly how they do that, because I'm not a technical person. I'm not an engineer. I'm a content marketing writer and a marketing consultant and teacher of marketing. And that's more about communications and images for me than it is about, you know, the nuts and bolts of how these things work. But in order to help your website get more traffic in, which in turn means more business for you, which is ultimately what you and I both want, right? We have to understand how these things work. It's just like a tool. It's better if you know how it works. Then you get more use out of it. I bought a sewing machine for Christmas a couple of years ago, and I could do basic home repairs, but I wanted to make myself a skirt. And somebody said to me, your sewing machine is a tool, and once you learn how to use it, you'll sew better. That was so right, because once I pulled out the manual and I started learning how to use all the different features and functions on the sewing machine, boy, I was really able to do a lot more with it. And the same goes for search engines. The more you learn how to use them and how they work, the more you'll be able to tweak your website, excuse me, so that it in turn can attract more traffic along the way. So let's think a minute about how a search engine works. The first thing they do is they can only look at words on a page, at your text. So you say to yourself, well, then why do I put pictures online? Well, pictures can be optimized for search engines. It just needs a little different way of doing it. But search engines read text. They read text that's visible to you, that you can see, like the headlines and the words. And they also read the codes behind the site, behind the scenes. So there are different things that you can do with your website in order to help search engines figure out what it is and what you're talking about and match it to these queries. They also look at things off the site, such as links into your site and some other stuff. But we're not going to deal with that today. We're only going to deal with three very simple basics that you can implement to boost your organic search engine traffic. Now, one of the things that you can do, or one of the ways that the search engines do, and another thing that you need to understand in order to use these tips effectively, is how they read sites. They send out these automated things called spiders or bots or what have you, and they scroll through all of the pages they can find. If your pages are not linked to something through, you know, a link either within your website or from elsewhere, they're harder to find. Now, links are one great way that you can make sure that pages within your site are found easily by search engine. So make sure that all of the pages within your website are linked to something else. A sitemap is another great way. Sitemaps are a map of all the pages on your site and how they fit together like a puzzle. And it links all the pages together. And it shows the search engines, here's the roadmap. Here are all the pages. Go. And all of these links lay down sort of a breadcrumb trail so that the search engines can find all of the pages. Without that breadcrumb trail, they might not find a page, and so your potential visitors are going to miss some important content. Now, search engines read from left to right and from the top of the page down. They read what's visible to your eyes, but they also read what's visible only to their eyes, which is within the code of the site. So think about these things when you're working on your blogs or your websites. I'm going to use the word website when I talk about search engine optimization, but really any of these tips can apply to a blog, whether it's one that you host yourself or you use a free platform. Basically, it's any online content. So if you're writing articles and you're sharing them on article sharing sites, you can use these tips to get more traffic. If you write a blog and it's just a fun blog that you do just because you like to do it, you can still use these tips to get more traffic. Anything you share online, you can use these tips. So one of the things that we want to understand, again, I've told you how the search engines in general work and what they're looking for. There's actually between 100 and 200 different factors that go into all of these different algorithms, which is the fancy way of saying how the search engines calculate where to put your site in the sea of websites that might deal with the same topic. With 1 to 200 factors out there, why did I choose these three that I'm going to talk about? I think that for the people that I hope are listening to this show right now, the folks that do marketing for their small businesses, marketing for their companies, or perhaps they are entrepreneurs starting a company and need to market their business, anybody that's in charge of marketing a company, you know that there are things that you within your firm can do yourself, and then there are things that you have to hire out to do. For most people, the things that you do within your company are things like updating your website, guiding the general direction of the site, and giving general direction on what you want, the contents of it. Most companies find that they do outsource the build of their site. So anything that touches that back-end coding, I avoid that in our discussion, not because it's not important, but because it will incur extra costs usually for most business owners. They're going to have to pay a developer to do that. Is it necessary? Yes. Is it important? Yes. However, what I'd like to focus on with these three basics are things that you as a business owner, you as a marketing manager, you as a leader in your company can do yourself to boost that organic search traffic, to help these search engines find your web content and raise it up in the results pages so that it's closer to the top. It's closer to that first page of results in any of the search engines, which research has found time and time again gets the most clicks through. Most people type in what they're looking for, and they click on just the first couple of results that they see, and they don't dive in further to the subsequent pages online. They usually stop at around the first page. Are there exceptions to that? Sure. But most people stop there, so that's where you want to try and get your website. So here are these three basic SEO tactics that I like to do to help people get some better visibility on their sites. And these are three things that you yourself can do and that are pretty easy to do. The first thing that you can do is to research and use better keywords. Now, keywords are a misleading word, I guess, because it's actually a keyword phrase. Most people type in more than one word when they're looking for something online, and that's what a keyword phrase or keyword is. It's what folks are typing in to find your content online. Now, keywords require research, and they require a lot of patience, actually, to figure out what people are searching for. Most of the time when I talk to business owners, they have a bunch of words that they're convinced people are using to search for their company. And when we actually do the research, they're surprised. You know, it's funny because you find that folks are thinking about your company in different ways, and sometimes it's not evident to you as a business owner because you're very immersed in your own subject matter. And so what's a useful thing to do is first I tell people, take a look right now at the data that your website is currently collecting. Most web hosting tools do come with some rudimentary data collection packages that will tell you how many visitors you've had, how long they've stayed on your site, and how they found out about your site. In addition to that, Google offers a free tracking code and a tool, Google Analytics, which provides you with deeper insight into both how people are finding your site, how they're using your website, and, yes, what keywords are they using through organic search to find your site. You can find out more if you, you know, go to googleanalytics.com. It can walk you through, and there's many, many articles online and such to help you learn how to put that code in your site properly so that it will collect data. But once you have that information, run reports. Look not just at this current day, because a lot of people will stop and say, well, today they're looking at this. No, you don't want to focus on just today. You want to look for patterns. And I like to look at, depending on the product or service we're marketing, I like to look at either quarterly patterns, which means groups of 3 months of the year, seasonal patterns, or yearly patterns. For Seven Oaks Consulting, which is my content marketing, writing, and teaching business, I look at yearly patterns, and I look for yearly trends. They can change over the quarters, but you know, for service-based business, they tend to be the same. I also have a gardening and homemaking website. Why? Because I'd love to do that, and that's just something that I enjoy writing about and blogging about. That one's called homegardenjoy.com. Well, as you can imagine, with gardening anything, it's such a seasonal type of thing that the most important things that I get from my Google Analytics are in that spring and fall season. That's when all of the site traffic for a gardening blog really ratchets up, and that's when you can find out more information. I think any kind of seasonal business like that, if you run a ski lodge, if you run a hotel or a resort, if you do party planning, anything like that, you want to take a look at seasons when your business peaks for the keyword clues, as well as other seasons. Now, once you've found out those keywords, don't stop there. Make a list of those keywords and then start using one of the free or paid keyword research tools online. Again, Google has the Google Keywords tool, which they put out there so advertisers can use to find good keywords. But you can use it as a general guideline to help you find groups of words and phrases that if customers are using to search for your content, they may be able to use to find additional content that's on your site. When you do this research, I used to counsel clients to look both at the search volume and the competition. Usually we would say look for high volume, which would be over 1,000 visits per month, and low search competition, low keyword bidding competition. Today I found for myself, for some service-based businesses, it can be more about volume than it can be about competition. It's up to you how you want to approach it, but it's and then in that mix, no matter what, relevancy is really important. Relevancy means how well that keyword aligns with your business. Don't just take random keywords because they get great traffic. That's just silly. It doesn't work well that way, and you'll end up, you know, making all the search engine folks angry with you and getting into all sorts of trouble. No, make sure that they're very relevant to your business. If you run a party planning business, make sure your keywords all revolve around parties or seasonality or something to do with your business. When you do this exercise, take your time, use your judgment, and when in doubt, I would highly suggest hiring a professional keyword firm or a search engine marketing firm or an internet marketing firm. They often have resources and methods of developing keyword lists that are more effective than you can do on your own. But finding the best keywords for your site is the first of the three tactics I recommend to boost your organic search traffic. You can test keywords, especially if you have a blog which puts more and more pages on your site over time. You can test different keywords and see where you can drive traffic in. But every page on your site should be optimized around keyword phrases that are highly relevant to your business, get great traffic for your business, and that you can safely claim as part of your business niche. Again, when in doubt, talk to a professional about this. You don't want to screw up your keywords so that you lose traffic. You want to put in the best keywords you can to get the best results that you can. Next, I want to talk to you about one method to boost your organic search traffic, and that is to use every opportunity to infuse your website with those relevant keywords. Now, assuming that you've done your best and you've pulled these terrific keywords in there, you can use them in multiple ways. And I mean, remember, there's 100 to 200 different factors that go into how search engines find and rank your site. There's lots and lots of ways to infuse your site with those juicy keywords that you've found. Look beyond the text on the page. Most people think of keyword phrases as things that you write into the text on the page, and yes, that's a very important place for them to be. But they should also be infused into headlines and tagged with a code called an H1 tag, heading 1 tag, which you put in the back end of the site, but it points out to the search engine, look at this. This is a headline. This is what the page is about. There are other tags to use. I'm not going to go into all of them now because there's quite a lot of them. But look at websites like Google's blog and site. They have a free SEO paper you can download. There's a site, SEO Moz, M-O-Z. They have a paper that you can download and look at as well. And these papers and these free resources will tell you all of the different places on your website where you should tag and infuse with the keywords. Think about headlines. Think about body copy. Think about page titles. The names that you give the pages on your site, the URLs for those pages, you can use them in that. You can use keywords in there. Think about the images on your site. I just finished writing before I started the show today a blog post for the Seven Oaks Consulting blog, also called Words at Work, about how using keywords around your images, renaming your pictures on your site, tagging them with appropriate keywords, all of this, again, gives those signals to the search engines. This is what this content is about. This is what this page is about. And the more relevant they are to the business, more relevant they are to the page that's there, and the more useful they are to the search engines and to help describe what's going on, the better you will be. These are all different ways that you can use to boost that organic or natural and free search engine traffic to your site. So the first basic was to really spend more time finding rich keyword phrases with high traffic, low competition if possible, but definitely high relevance that will help search engines match your content up to the people who are looking for it. So the first of these SEO basics was to spend time on keyword research. The second of the SEO basics that I wanted to share with you today, which I've just finished going over, was to use those keyword phrases in multiple ways. Not just in the text on the page, use them in the back end tagging, the meta tags, use them in the tags for your headlines, use them in page titles, use them to entitle your images. Wherever they are relevant and make sense to do so, do it. If you're not sure, please consult a professional who can help you. Please make an appointment with my company, with a search engine optimization expert, and they can help you as well. The last of my three SEO basics to help you boost your organic search engine traffic is adding content marketing campaigns to boost inbound links. Okay, what are inbound links? There's many different kinds of links on a website. There's something called anchor text links, which point or anchor your content from one end of a long page to another. Let's say you're writing a blog post about all the different dress and clothing styles, maybe fashion for next season or something like that. In your introductory paragraph, you're talking about all different types of the new fashion that's coming out, the new colors that are hot, the hemlines that are hot, the tie styles, whatever. And then later on in the blog post, you're going to talk more detail about it. Well, your blog post may be very long. Maybe it's going to be 3,000 words, and it's hard for people to sift through all of that to find what they want. Somebody reading the introduction may not care too much about ties. They want to know what colors are hot for next season. An anchor text link added to that first paragraph, if clicked upon, can jump down to a lower section of a blog post. That's one kind of link. Another kind of link is what we talked about before, an internal link, which helps visitors from your site move from one page to another, and it also helps search engines find pages within your site. But those are links that point within your site to another page within your site. Lastly, there are external links, which is a link from another website pointing to some sort of content on your site. These external links are really important. They have grown in importance with the search engines in the last couple of years. With every tweak the search engines make to their ability to find and match content, links are growing in importance, but not just any old links. No, it used to be, you know, you could set up a deal with a buddy and say, hey, you point to my page, I'll point to yours, we're all happy, search engines liked it. No, they don't like that anymore. What they want to see are links from authoritative websites pointing to your site, not necessarily you reciprocating and pointing back. So let's say the New York Times decides to quote your website. Yay, that's really good. When the New York Times puts that link into your site and they say, you know, business expert Jean Grunert says, and they link to my blog, that is a really juicy inbound link. That's good. When you can do stuff like that, you get more brownie points with the search engines. They like it. They think you're grand. They think you're an authority on a topic. And that will move you up in those search engine results. How do you do that? Well, you have to, as a, you know, the old lotto slogan, you got to be in it to win it. Well, you got to put content out there in order for other people to read, like, and say, hey, I want to quote you on that. So, content marketing. What is content marketing? It's things like this Blog Talk Radio show today. This show today is a form of content called podcasting. It's basically for folks that instead of wanting to read something, they like to listen to something. I listen to podcasts while I work out at night. I subscribed to something called Listapalooza last summer, which was how to boost your email list. And it was like me taking, you know, a course in how to get more signups for email lists and how to do better email marketing. And I would listen to those podcasts while I worked out. So a lot of people do like podcasts, and they're a good form of content marketing. There is blogging, a great way to add web pages and juicy content to your site. You can add images to your site. Images, again, they can be tagged with keywords, another form of content marketing. Videos, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. It gets something like 2 billion hits a month. That's a great way to market your business if you're handy and comfortable in front of a camera. Great thing to do if you're good at it. SlideShare. I don't know if you're familiar with SlideShare, but it is a website where you can post presentations, videos, and PDFs, and these can be shared. All of this is great. You do need to have an overarching content marketing strategy, however, some method to your madness, or else you're just taking, you know, spaghetti and throwing it at a wall and seeing what sticks. You're using a scattershot method. We want to use a garden hose method. We want to make sure that all roads lead to your business when customers think about X, Y, and Z. I want all roads leading to Seven Oaks Consulting when people need help with their content marketing, they want to learn about internet marketing, content marketing, or they need a content marketing writer. Those are the services that I provide. And so all of my outbound content marketing, all of the things that I am doing should point back. Whether you sell you sell party planning services, I'll pick on that industry again, or you have a greenhouse. Whatever you decide to do for these content marketing things, they should support your brand, they should support your message, and they should support your product sales, although they are not sales functioning. They shouldn't be hard-hitting sales. How do you encourage these inbound links to content marketing? You put the content rich original, don't take content from anywhere else unless you paid for it and own the rights to it, original content only. You put that on your website, and then you share information out about it. You can use your social media account. You can use all sorts of places. But once you have the content, if it's good and people like it, it will naturally encourage those inbound links. And once that starts happening, folks, the search engines do take notice. Well, that concludes my three SEO basics to implement now to boost your organic search engine traffic. I feel so good to be back here talking with you. I always imagined my audience when I used to do radio many, many years ago. It was very easy for me to imagine my audience. And I feel like I really do imagine you guys sitting out there listening to these shows. If you have a comment or a question and you'd like to ask it, you can put it on that Blog Talk Radio link for the Words That Work show. You can visit 7oaksconsulting.com, SEVENOAKS consulting.com, and reach me through my website. We have tons of great content there. If you sign up for my free newsletter, I have a booklet called 5 SEO Mistakes and How to Fix Them. It goes into some of this and more, and that's free if you just join and sign up for my newsletter, which I only send out once a month. I don't, you know, send you a zillion emails a day. And I think you'll like it. I think you'll find that it's got a good combination of rich information and sort of my weird, quirky personality, which does come out in everything I share, from my content to my graphics. My name is Jean Grunert, and I have been a marketing manager and a writer, professional writer, for about 25 years. I have managed large marketing departments ranging from, you know, multiple marketing groups around the country reporting into me to, you know, startup marketing stuff. So I have a great deal of experience helping build marketing departments, helping train marketing people, and producing expert marketing materials through content marketing writing services and all other types of content production. If you would like more information on those services, please visit my website. I would be glad to provide you with a quote and an estimate on what it would take to achieve your goals. I want to thank you so much for listening to our show. Do tune in next week. Let me just do a quick look up on Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you all about next week's show. Next week, let me see. What are we doing here with you guys next week? We are going to be talking, a picture is worth a thousand words, visual content marketing trends. That's cool. Visual content marketing is really taking off now, and that's using pictures and videos and anything image-based to draw traffic to your site and to brand your company and to help your customers learn more about your products and services and brands. So that's what we're talking about next week on the 12th. I hope you tune in then. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic day, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.